If you wanna ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load.
Time for the Way Highway here on Adobe Radio with your hosts, Sean Cowig and Kristen Sanchez.
Oh my goodness, and welcome to the Way Highway, and how glad are we that you are here. Very. Very is the answer to that question. We're very glad that you are here. You're listening to Adobe Radio. That's fantastic. This is The Way Highway, which is a cannabis comedy show. You don't gotta do nothing but sit back, relax, chill out, smoke them if you got them, imbibe, and let us entertain you. Who is us? Fantastic question. I'm Sean Cowig, and with me, as always, is the fantabulous Kristen Sanchez. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
That gave me like a barbershop quartet vibe. Hello. Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can follow Sean Cowig at Sean Cowig. If you'd like to follow me, Kristen Sanchez, you could follow me at Siren16X,
hey.
Or you could follow The Way Highway at The Way Highway.
Wow!
Send us a message by visiting our website,
thewayhighway.com. Yes. Check it out. Check out the Easter eggs. Jelly built a beautiful website, and we want you to enjoy it. Enjoy. We want you to enjoy. The first thing we like to do on The Way Highway that involves enjoying is a little section we like to call product review. To say that this is a very special edition of product review would be an understatement, because I don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
True.
Yeah. I've got a drawer in my home where I keep my cannabis. It's a drug drawer. I don't have to lie about it. We're amongst friends. I've got a drug drawer.
Drug drawer.
And I keep my weeds in there. And a little while back, I condensed and combined. Do you know where I learned about condensing and combining, Kristen?
Where?
I learned about it at CVS, the consumer value store. One of my first jobs was at a CVS, and that's what CVS stands for.
I was just about to ask, is that what it stands for? Holy fuck, I never knew.
CVS stands for consumer value store, and I had a job at the consumer value store. In fact, I was a shift manager at a consumer value store when I was between the ages of like 18 and 21 years old. I was a young shift supervisor at the consumer value store. And condensing and combining was always essential. You got to condense and combine so you know how much product you have, so you know what you need to order. It's essential.
Yeah.
And so a while back, I condensed and combined all of my old flower so my drug drawer was more organized. And now I have this one tub of old nugs that I don't know where they're from or what's going on with them. I took one of these like little Boost Integra like humidifier, anti-humidity packets, and I stuffed it in there in an effort to try to keep the nugs as fresh as possible, even though they were old nugs. I have this big silly bowl that I got as a gift.
Amazing. That is a big silly bowl.
It's a big silly bowl. I tried to put water in it because I thought it was a bubbler. It's not. Way Highway listeners, if you have a pipe that is not a bubbler, you can't put water in it because it does stupid things, like it'll just spill out of the carburetor. You can't do it. If it's not a bubbler, you can't make it a bubbler.
Hilarious.
That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line.
Womp, 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 womp.
Oops. I've got a big old grinder, and I'm just going to, like, take old nugs, and I'm going to put them into the grinder. There's some old nugs. And then I'm going to grind it up, and I'm just going to put it into this bowl, and I'm going to smoke it. We're going to see what happens.
Amazing.
We're going to see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen. It's probably going to be old. Do you ever smoke old flower?
Yes.
And it's not the greatest experience, right?
No. It's normally a sleepy experience.
Oh, do you think I'm going to fall asleep during an episode of The Way Highway?
Oh my gosh.
That's never happened.
I don't know. Should we speak? We should not speak gently. We should make sure that it's like, no like monotone.
Yeah, let's not speak gently today. Hey, we're on the way, highway. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm geared up. I've got the weed in the bowl and I'm ready to light it. I've got a big torch lighter and I'm ready to puff it up. Here we go. Okay. Okay, I'm okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm okay.
Good.
Ooh.
Is it rough?
That was rough. But I'm okay. Oh, and I'm getting a little high.
Oh, okay. There you go.
All right. Okay, that's okay.
That's the benefits of that.
That's a good benefit of that. That's actually okay. That's actually not bad.
Yeah.
Do you know when you immediately... Because I am mostly a sativa user.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you can always tell when you've just hit a sativa because, like, something happens in your head area, usually somewhere, even with the eyes or above, where you get this, like, lift, and you're like, hello!
Mm-hmm.
That immediately happened. So, I gotta assume I have some eclectic mix of sativas. Of sativas.
That's
and look
fun.
At me, I'm getting fidgety.
Ooh.
And it's not just because I'm drinking coffee.
Coffee?
Past 7 p.m. But I am. I am drinking coffee past 7 p.m.
Coffee doesn't affect people. It doesn't affect all people the same way.
That's good. I started drinking coffee at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
My Italian side, especially, coffee was just a thing that you would have after
dinner.
Dinner. Like you just, you have dinner and then you have a cup of coffee. And then, you know, once I kind of like that would happen, I would experience that, like, I don't know, age 9. Mm-hmm. I feel like people were giving me a cup of coffee at like 7 p.m. when I was 9 years old. They were like, here, have coffee. You're fine. You're
have
fine.
One of these.
Go ahead.
Take it.
But then I really forgot about that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it really comes back into swing. And I feel like it comes back more when I'm back on the East Coast visiting family.
Definitely.
Like people, yeah, right? You go out to dinner, and then you have, like, a dinner, and it's a big family gathering, and then dinner's done, and then, like...
Well, if coffee. Everyone else is having one.
Yeah. Coffee's the first peer pressure. It's not drugs, it's coffee. That's how you learn about peer pressure.
Is it not drugs? Is caffeine not a type of stimulant?
Caffeine is a stimulant, and I would say it is a drug. And back in the day when I was in college and they did Free for the Weekend, which was the sober floor, sponsored a weekend where as many people, you didn't have to exclusively live on the sober floor to do it. You mm-hmm. could sign up and pledge to be free for the weekend. And it was all substances, including caffeine and nicotine.
Yeah.
Totally substance free. So.
Totally.
I think so. I think caffeine is a stimulant. It is a drug. And it is, you know, it's maybe caffeine is the gateway drug.
Dude, caffeine is crazy. Also, like, if you're a person that has a lot of, like, caffeine drinks, please do the research into like what it's doing to people, because like there's like a 12-year-old. No, there was like a 12-year-old that like drank Monster like every day, and now he's got like a heart condition, like a like as if he's like 50, because like his heart just can't handle it. And it's very bad, very bad, not good things.
Don't enjoy too many of those.
Yeah. Use it only when necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. Break glass for emergencies only.
Exactly. Exactly.
I remember like there was a, I remember a time before Red Bull. And there was a young lady that I went to college with, Francois, but everybody called her Fuzz. And Fuzz's parents worked for the company, like for Red Bull, like they're like in the beginning of Red Bull. And so she had swag in her dorm room, and the swag included a mini fridge full of Red Bull. And like I went over and like I was hanging out with Fuzz with my buddy Jimmy, and it was like, hey, try one of these. And so like I drank my first Red Bull ever, and I was like, oh, this is weird and sweet and odd. But like I drank it down and I was like, yeah, I feel good. And then Jimmy was like, have another one. And I was like, okay. So I drank a second, and I swear I was like, it was, I was more fucked up than like if I had just been at a keg party. Like I was crazy. Yeah. I was absolutely bonkers off my gourd.
Totally.
But yeah, that was at the time when like drugs, like the drugs were drugs, but then there was also weird stuff that was like, well, I think I talked about, I might have said this last week, stacker twos, where you would just like people were trying to sell you diet pills that you could buy at GNC and treating it like it was class one narcotics. And in my adult life, after I quit drinking, like when I would go out, like soon after quitting drinking, I would go out and the thing I thought like I would need was energy drinks. I was like, I'm going to need an energy drink to get through this. What does that even mean? What does that mean? All right.
Did you, I do have a fun fact about Red Bull though.
Yeah.
When you order a Red Bull drink, particularly a cocktail that includes Red Bull, they're supposed to give you the whole can.
Yeah, why would they not?
Yeah, because you're ordering a Red Bull and soda, so you've technically ordered the can of it.
Yeah.
And with soda water. So they're supposed to give you the whole can. And it's actually like in Red Bull's policy. That's what they're supposed to do.
I love that that is in Red Bull's policy. I love that they have that written out. Like, give them the whole can, you crazy.
Totally. It's almost like Arizona with their 99 cents on the can. But those motherfuckers, they just took it off the can. Those pieces of shit.
I know. Arizona.
How dare. Inflation.
It's so long. You were 99 cents for so long, and then we lost you.
You have betrayed a generation.
Oh, baby. I find that, like, ordering Red Bulls out, like, a lot of weird things happen. A lot of strange things happen. Because, one, I would like a Red Bull vodka. How are you not giving me the entire can? Allow me to do that so I can keep pouring Red Bull in so I don't get tossed immediately. Two, me now, sometimes I go out and I'll order a Red Bull. The other night I was out, I got a Red Bull and I was just given the whole can, but I was given the whole can warm with no glass and ice. And I was like,
oh no,
this is crazy. This is a really odd predicament you put me in.
Oh no.
Like who, like, I'm not ordering a specifically hot beverage. Like who wants just a room temperature
fucking Red Bull.
Red Bull or soda or anything for that matter. Like, if I had ordered a Coke, would you have just poured me like a glass of room temperature Coca-Cola and handed it to me? That would be weird. Why would you do it with Red Bull?
Oh, so strange.
Makes no sense. So strange. So strange. Well, I'm feeling good. There wasn't a lot of flavor with my, I think that like the first
collection
thing that went,
weed.
My collection of weed doesn't have many terpenes left probably. It is getting me a little bit high, so it still works. It hasn't lost all of its potency. And it didn't make me hack up a lung. So we're doing good.
Doing good.
Enjoy. We're enjoying. We're enjoying thus far. And we hope you are, two-way highway listeners. We're going to take our first break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some places that have just done voting on different policies for cannabis and otherwise. And we're going to hash it out. We're going to chat-a-rooney. We hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Idobe Radio. This is The Way Highway. We'll be right back with more Sean and more Kristen. Welcome back to The Way Highway. I'm Sean.
And I'm Kristen.
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling so good. I'm going to hit the big weird bowl one more time.
Big weird bowl.
It's like Clifford the Big Red Dog, but instead it's Bifford the Big Weird Bull.
That was so funny because I was going to say it's like Bear in the Big Blue House. But
yeah!
I was going to say it's like Bowl in the Big Blunt House, I guess, but it's not
Bowl
a
in the Big Blunt House is amazing. That should be a cartoon. And it should just be a house of blunts and a bowl, a big old bowl that lives inside. And he's got a bong neighbor.
Yeah.
And then, like, down the street, a Puffco Peak lives. And that's like, whoa. whoa, buddy. I like it. I like it. We hope somebody out there takes that and runs with it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be upset. I'm into it. Even less flavor second time hitting the bowl, hitting the mystery bowl. Even less flavor. It's dying by the minute. It's getting more and more unfortunate by the minute. Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to be more and more impressed with Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado is like the person you see wearing sunglasses inside, but you're not mad about it because somehow it's not like obnoxious. It's just so incredibly cool. It makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's Colorado.
Totally. It's the Fonz.
Colorado is the Fonz of America. Colorado just voted to legalize and decriminalize psychedelics. Proposition 122 passed. It eked it out 51.4% to 48.6%.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't add up to 100. Right? Six. No, it does. 8, 9, 10. It does. Okay, maybe I am a little high. They're doing good. There are several components that are going to be implemented over the next several years. So it's not like immediate gratification. It's not just like happening now. You can't just like walk into a store and buy shrooms somewhere. That's not what's up.
Totally.
But
hop over to Colorado.
You know,
not happening. Not right.
Not happening. Not right. Not yet. Not yet. Calm down. Slow down. But decriminalization first, and then psilocybin's going to be the first thing to go. So shrooms will be prevalent. Mm-hmm. You'll just be able to use that, which is really smart because psilocybin is actually a pretty great treatment for depression, anxiety, both in microdosing and macrodosing. Look mm-hmm. that up. Like, just check it out, yeah. Highway listeners. That's not a joke. That's a real thing. There's potential legalization of other psychedelics, including DMT, which mm-hmm. I've never done, but only ever heard about.
Yeah.
I've only heard about it. I've never tried it.
Yeah.
But in what I've heard, and correct me, like, let me know what you've heard and if it lines up, that mm-hmm. it's like it kind of hits quick and then doesn't last very long. It's like a quick trip.
Yeah. I think so.
You're not in it for the long haul? Yeah. Because like shrooms, hours. LSD, hours. DMT, no, like 40 minutes. Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. One other one. Commitment. Yeah, less of a commitment. Man, I got things to do. mm-hmm. I can't trip for hours. I got places to be. Don't take hallucinogenics and try to do things.
Yeah.
It's just a little disclaimer I'm putting out there.
So fucking irresponsible.
It's very, very incredibly irresponsible. You know, treat with care. There's another potential legalization happening. Ibogaine. Ibogaine.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never heard of that. But it's on this list. And I was like, what? Iboga is a small fruiting shrub that is found in central West Africa, specifically Cameroon, Congo. Iboga has been translated as to care for or to heal. From tribal dialects of the Congo Basin, okay? And apparently this is a sacred plant that's been used for centuries for spiritual ceremonies, to find, like, cultural path work, spiritual discipline, and it's just been embraced and used for centuries. So the psychoactive alkaloid in iboga is ibogaine, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a naturally occurring psychoactive compound found in the root bark of this shrub.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been nicknamed the Mount Everest of psychedelics.
Wow.
So, like, the highest peak to climb that isn't K2, but, like, we all know Everest more than we know K2.
Yeah.
Right? It's a big deal to get to the top of Everest.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the reason why it's called that is because this is, like, a once-in-a-lifetime kind of opportunity thing. Like, you're not climbing Mount Everest for 2 weekends a year.
Yeah.
You're definitely not climbing Everest once a month.
No. This is a one and done type situation.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Well, you think back on, like, the, like, been used in ceremonies for centuries, like,
yeah,
you do that once, you have a ceremony once, right? Mm-hmm. You have a transformative ceremony where you come to understand your path in life once, because then from then on you're just walking your path in life. You have to be incredibly careful, because you could take iboga, and if you do it wrong, you could die. You will die. If you do it wrong, you probably actually will die. It's not, you don't fuck around.
Okay.
Because if you fuck around, you find out.
Yeah, no, I don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, no. Right? You're done. You're out. You're like, yeah, if there's potential, it's too much work. You have to get yourself in the right mind space. You have to like eat the right things beforehand. You have to get ready for it, and you can't do it alone.
Yeah, no,
these are all traits.
I would just die. Like my body would just be like, no, Kristen.
Kristen, what have you done? Yeah, you have to make sure you've eaten the right things. You can't be on any medications. Like you just have to be ready for the thing to happen.
Yeah.
But it's bonkers. But if you are ready for the thing to happen, you're in the right state of mind and you do it, it can have profound effects on like reorganizing your like neuroreceptors and, mm-hmm. and body, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the way this works is twofold, right? You hits your neurotransmitter receptors, right? So it's doing stuff to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It also metabolizes in your liver, sending off another like so more effects because it's also metabolizing in your liver. People who journey with iboga have said to be able to treat addiction, right? They can treat an mm-hmm. addiction they have in a single single session. And you got to hope so because you're not doing this more than once.
Yeah.
But for instance, opioids, if you're addicted to opioids and you get yourself in the right frame of mind and you do iboga, you could cure yourself of that addiction if that is the point of the trip, the experience that you're going on.
Hmm. Yeah.
Interesting yeah. stuff.
Yeah.
Hardcore medication.
Yeah. Too many question marks for me. I can't.
Yeah. Yep. I understand. I get it. There's a but book
very
by
fascinating.
It's fascinating. Yeah. There's a book by Elizabeth Bast out there, and it's called Heart Medicine, A True Love Story, One Couple's Quest for the Sacred Iboga Medicine and the Cure for Addiction. So read some literature, right? Check it out. Read about it. That's a real interesting thing. And
Totally. Maybe
they will be able to use it eventually as medicine for people who are in need in Colorado.
Yeah. What a remarkable plant.
Colorado. Get out of here. Colorado makes me blush. Now, midterms just happened. Midterms came and went.
Yes.
And there was cannabis legalization on the
ballot. All over the ballot.
All over the ballots. It was all over there. We had Maryland, Missouri, mm-hmm. North mm-hmm. Dakota, South mm-hmm. Dakota, and Arkansas all looking to legalize. And unfortunately, we only got Maryland and Missouri.
That's two. That's two. Two more.
Two out of five. I love your positivity. Yeah. It is. We got two more.
I just feel like eventually Biden's just going to be like, all right, and it's not Schedule 1 anymore, and we're done with this.
Hey, let's just federal drop it on legalization. A federal level so we can just stop the insanity.
Totally.
but until then,
mm-hmm.
here we are kind of voting on a state-by-state basis, mm-hmm. which seems like it's always going to be hard in more red states where the population is older. Like it's like old people got scared of weed.
I was just gonna say that they took full advantage of all of the like weed when they were young, but now they're like, absolutely not for the young ones. For the in the place that would definitely benefit from possibly chilling the fuck out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, just that.
That's the main thing, right? You would benefit from just chilling the fuck out a little bit, y'alls. Come on.
Just everyone needs to unwind every once in a while.
Come on. Just like chill out. Now, here's the thing. There are a lot of factors that come into play when places don't pass legislation like this. Sometimes the weed just isn't good. That's what I was almost about to say and then did say. Sometimes the weed's just not good. So people are like, why would we want this to be legal? It's not even that good. It's just Sean's stupid big bowl full of all of his leftover nugs. No, sometimes the proposition itself isn't good.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. Sometimes just like a bad bill is written where like you can totally. Just plainly see that.
There are like stipulations put into it that would make it disadvantageous or like there. I think one of the states has like a silly rule that just got voted in. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. But yeah, like you just like look at it and you're like, wait a minute, like this isn't gonna help anybody. I think that the best way in my non-politician brain, the best way to legalize cannabis all over is to just make completely sure that the taxes paid by the consumer are going to go to things that you know you want and need.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to pay tax on this and we're going to use that money to fix the roads.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to give money to schools.
Infrastructure.
Like, hey, yeah.
The United States so desperately needs infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Like, so all of our technology runs along power lines. Those power lines were like the technology for those fucking power lines was like invented in like the 1940s or like 1950s.
Yeah.
And like, that's still what we're using. Like, why haven't we, like, and by why haven't we, I mean, there are things that have been invented that are better. The government is so in the pocket that they just can't even look into it. Like, if we decided to stop with the oil and gas industry and go electric, like, the amount of jobs it would create for the U.S. economy would be incredible. Yeah. The amount of things that could be helped, the amount of climate change that could stop because of it, the amount of like, so like there is a really cool thing that is an example of wind turbines and using large scale wind turbines in front of as kind of like a blockade to areas that have a lot of like hurricanes.
Yeah.
And they literally, when a storm comes in, can use and escalate the energy.
Like suck up the storm.
Well, basically, So it's basically just like you have thousands and thousands of these things that are out in the middle of the ocean that are creating energy.
Yep.
And they are just taking up all of that force. And by the time that the storm winds get into the inland areas, they are no longer a Category 5 storm. They are now a breeze. And the storm that could have killed thousands of people and like cost millions of dollars in damages now just like powered the entire city for a fucking year. Like, this is all possible. This is all like stuff that exists. There are companies that exist that want to do this. We just have to start like really fucking fighting in all this legislation because like we're being held hostage by the companies that are in like the oligarchs, basically, that are in charge right now of like,
old money.
Yes.
But
they're trying to exploit us to death right now, guys. Yeah. So it's time to fucking like get vocal. And voting works. You guys see it. You guys saw it now. So like, I understand that it was like really like, I understand being jaded, but like there's a poem and it basically it's like, you know, I understand that the house is on fire and there's no reason to fucking save it. But at the last minute when I'm trying to like bounce out of this house and be like, I'm done with you, you realize, oh, fuck, there are kids inside. Because there are kids inside. Like, they're going to be like kids here after you're dead, you fucking assholes. Yeah. So, like, maybe be considerate about the planet. Like, oh, God.
There are kids inside. There are kids inside. Well, the turbines that stop storms and also power everything. So cool. That's clearly sounds terrible. If I put turbines in the ocean, where am I going to throw all my garbage? That is how an idiot thinks. The policy itself has to be good. Oftentimes, the vote is going to go the way of the way the rest of the vote is going. So like if you're currently voting in somebody to Senate, governor, secretary of state, all of those at once, that is ultra conservative and hates the idea of recreationally legal cannabis, it's probably not going to happen. And also sometimes it just takes a while.
Yeah.
And I think I definitely forgot about it. I forgot about a time in 2010 where California didn't vote. We voted no on recreational cannabis.
Yeah.
I forgot that happened. I forgot that that happened, but that happened. It took another 6 years until 2016. So if you're someone in a North Dakota, a South Dakota, or an Arkansas that was voting yes on your legalization of recreational cannabis and you're disappointed right now that it didn't go through, hang on. Keep working.
This does not mean no forever.
It does not mean no forever at all. Hang on. Keep working. And when we come back, we're gonna talk about some reasons to hang on and keep working. Eh?
Nice.
Eh? You're listening to The Way Highway. We're going to take a quick break. This is Adobe Radio. Keep on listening, and we'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Way Highway. I'm Sean.
And I'm Kristen.
So, Way Highway listeners, what we've decided to do is, we're not going to choose violence today. we did a little deep diving into the places, Arkansas, North Dakota, South Dakota, that did not pass the legislation for legalizing recreational cannabis. And we did a little deep dive into like what kind of stuff, what are fun things to do there. And I just want to talk about and highlight some of them because we think that they're fun to do, but they're going to be even more fun to do if you're a little high.
Totally.
Right. So you can look forward to it. Keep fighting, keep voting, and eventually it's going to pass. We're going to do it all across the board. But first, if you're in Arkansas and you're able to get a little high, you're probably going to want to check out the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, which is, they say that it's a art museum that could easily fit inside a major metropolitan city. But this one is just two buildings that are nestled between two ponds in Bentonville, Arkansas. near a natural spring, which is named for. And the mission of this museum is to celebrate Americana in a setting that couples art with nature.
Hmm.
That sounds lovely.
Yes.
That sounds like something you just like, I would love to pop an edible and go to that museum.
Yeah. Oh, museums and edibles. Always a good time.
Yeah.
Always a good time.
Always a good time. What else we got?
A place that is called the Castle Rouge Manor.
Uh-huh.
And it is like a Renaissance-inspired castle.
Oh, my God.
Which,
come on.
For me, is just that's just a fun, that's a dress-up day.
Yeah.
And you go, and it's a castle that's built. It's among the Ozark Mountains on a limestone cliff that overlooks White River and Table Rock Lake. Mm-hmm. And the scene calls medieval images to mind. So if you wanted to do a cute little photo shoot, exactly like I said, or dress up and really pretend that you're there. I don't know. Maybe get a D&D party together. Role play. I don't know. There's so many opportunities. So many things to do. But there's also a restaurant there. So, that's
Hey,
nice.
Listen. And I know... with 100% certainty that cannabis gives you the munchies. So you're going to want a restaurant there.
Yeah.
You're just going to want a restaurant there.
It's also, it also offers lodgements, which I believe is their way of saying that they rent rooms. So oh,
good.
If so you could get really high. You could always just exactly.
Just kick back. Have mm-hmm. a nap. Take a nap. I just need to rent this room for the next 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Then I'm good. I'm going to take a long nap in my robes.
Mm-hmm.
In Arkansas, there's a Billy Bass Adoption Center. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is in the Flying Fish Restaurant in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's the Billy Bass Adoption Center, where the animatronic singing fish are laid to rest. So you can bring your Billy Bass there. Mm-hmm. You can enjoy a cup of crawfish chowder, a basket of fried crawfish, and you can leave your Billy Bass there to be put up on the wall, where they have
okay.
a gigantic wall of all...
It's a redeemable,
yeah,
hilarious.
We don't need. I do wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder if it's like I've outgrown my Billy Bass, or my Billy Bass no longer works. I wonder how many of them still work, but a person was like, yeah, "You take this."
Totally. The batteries are coming out of that bitch anyway.
Yeah. I don't need it anymore. Please put it on your wall with all these other Billy Basses, where they can roam not free. Roam
they can all
and
be
not
in
roam.
Their school of bass.
School of bass. School of bass.
Would it be a Williams school?
Why would Billy it be a Williams? Bass? Oh my God. Oh, wow.
No.
I'm a little slow. I was really slow on the uptake.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I mean, it doesn't, it's not even similar. The other place that we talked about, which you mentioned it, and I hadn't looked at it until just this moment, and the picture looks terrifying. But it's a place called Pepper Sauce Ghost Town.
It looks like
what I would imagine, that like, what's that Edgar Allan Poe story, the Cask of Amontillado or something that, where
Cask
the person is like
Montiago.
They're put inside the thing. It looks like that.
Oh my God,
I haven't
scary.
Read it, but let's see what it says. This abandoned 1800s settlement in Calico Rock, Arkansas is one of the many attractions that won't disappoint. A little ghost town, Pepper Sauce, began as a trading post with a very transient population. Pepper Town, pun intended, traveled yeah. because Pepper Sauce Ghost Town historically attracted a dubious crowd. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Oh my god, Pepper Sauce Ghost Town. I love a good ghost town, and I love a good ghost town a little high.
I've
said it before, I'll say it again. I'm from very close to Salem. That's where we hang out. I've been in I've been high in Salem often. I've been to a dispensary in Salem now. And dude, it's a little fun. It's fun to get high with the ghosts and chill out.
Yeah, and just like just have a day. Just take a day, you know? Just do you. Have a day. Just do you and the ghosts.
Lastly, about Arkansas, before we move on, you got Magic Springs Water and Theme Park. Come on, friends. You know you want to take some legal recreational cannabis and go to a park that combines everything. Thrill rides, family rides, kids rides, both land and sea. Dry rides and wet rides, y'all. All of them, they're all there together. You don't need two different passes. It's all together. And you can do all of it.
They're dry. They're wet.
It's fun.
They're here.
Yeah.
Look at them.
Yep. Let's move to North Dakota. What can we do in North Dakota that would be maybe even a little enhanced with some cannabis?
Okay, so yeah. North Dakota evidently has the last remnants. Okay, it says the Ronald Reagan Minuteman Missile State Historic Site.
Like, that is so many different things. What did you just say?
The Ronald Reagan Minuteman Missile State Historic Site. But it's the last remnants of the missile wing. It tells the story of the Cold War. Wow. And the missile alert facility that was underground launch site. Like, what the fuck? Like, you can go visit the place where, like,
this is the place where if they pressed the button, it would have ended it all. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I actually want to get a little high and go there. I might get incredibly anxious. Or I might laugh a lot. Oh man, you could take a cruise. Now, I don't suggest you, my high
also,
friend.
Also, I don't recommend anyone go to a Ronald
Reagan. No, don't go. Don't
it's kind of fucking suck.
It's crazy that it's there. You, my high friend, don't drive. Have somebody that isn't high drive, but take a cruise down the Enchanted Highway and look at the roadside art in the form of giant metal statues. This is between Gladstone and Regent in western North Dakota, and it's been dubbed Selfie Heaven.
Mm.
That sounds fun.
That is.
That sounds fun. Yeah.
There's a place that's called Bonanza. Wait, hold on. Bonanzaville.
Okay.
And it's 43 historic buildings and more than 400,000 artifacts, including Fargo's first house. And it looks kind of cute as fuck. They've got like a holiday thing going on right now. Hold on. Gotta press the thing. And it's Christmas on the Prairie. So, like, the whole thing is that, like, it's a prairie town. So, like, it's all, like, prairied out.
Oh, cute. I want to be there high.
You could go and experience that.
I want to be there high. One more, and then we'll give you south.
Mm-hmm.
the International Peace Garden.
Oh.
It's a tribute to peace between the US and Canada. Cute. I don't remember when we weren't. Were America and Canada mad at each other ever? I guess maybe. Okay. It encompasses 2,300 acres of natural beauty, two pristine freshwater lakes, scenic hiking and driving trails, wildflowers, waterfalls, and a large variety of North American birds and animals.
Oh,
lovely. Lovely.
That's cool.
You want to be high and you want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And now South Dakota.
Alrighty. Okay. So again,
yeah,
these are very fun. I just did a quick,
yep,
because there were a lot of good ones and then ones that I didn't see, and I just did a quick scroll and went, nope, I'm diverting and this is what I'm doing instead.
Great.
There's a place called Storybook Island.
Oh yeah, yep. Tell us more.
So it's free. Basically it's a island amusement park that brings like kids storybooks and like kid stories to life. And they have characters like Humpty Dumpty and the Cat in the Hat, and they have Fairy Tale Island. Aww. And lookalikes and characters and thrills. But it just looks like it would be a hysterical good time. Again, you can get high, you could dress up, you could make it a whole day. You could make it, a thing. It's a thing.
Yep. And we're running out of time, so I'm just going to double down real quick and tell you, in addition to that amazing place, you could also go to Dinosaur Park in South Dakota. Dinosaur Park. It's situated on a ridge encircling the Black Hills, paying homage to the dinosaurs of the Jurassic and early Cretaceous eras. It's said that the park is located on a place where actual dinosaur remains and footprints were found.
Amazing.
There are 7 true to size replicas of dinosaurs. They're concrete, they're painted. There's a Stegosaurus, there's a T-Rex, there's an Apatosaurus. That's just naming a few. And as you're meandering about, because you're up on top of the Black Hills, you're enjoying just a picturesque view of South Dakota, of the Badlands. And that sounds damn lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to be high and do that?
Just a beautiful day.
Yeah. So if you're out there, if you're a partaker, don't get frustrated. I have a feeling it might take a few more years, but you will be able to get your legal recreational cannabis and go to all of these wonderful places. Mm-hmm. Kristen, thank you so much. It's been a delight.
Indeed, sir.
And make sure you listen to The Way Highway each and every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. You can go to the place where you get podcasts and check out old episodes of The Way Highway. Check out our website. Kristen, get us out of here!
If you'd like to follow Sean Cowick on social media, you could follow him at Sean Cowick. If you'd like to follow me, Kristen Sanchez, on social media, you could follow me at Siren16X. And you can also follow The Way Highway at The Way Highway. And we just want to thank all of you guys for listening, as always. We want to thank Bernie and Jelly. We want to thank Nice Guy Digital. We want to thank Adobe Radio. We would like to thank Dr. God. And we would also like to thank Gregory Jenkins for the Wicked Tunes.
Yeah. Catch you next week, stoners.